USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate Majority Leader says there's no chance of a quick vote on $2,000 stimulus checks. In remarks Wednesday on the Senate floor, Mitch McConnell said he wants to pass targeted economic relief instead of a broader approach that will require borrowing even more money.
The Senate's not going to be bullied into rushing out more borrowed money into the hands of Democrat rich friends who don't need the help. We just approved almost $1 trillion in aid a few days ago. It struck a balance between broad support for all kinds of households and a lot more targeted relief for those who need help the most. We're going to stay smart, we're going to stay focused, and we're going to continue delivering on the needs for our nation.
With the rejection of the House's bill, the extra stimulus payments are not likely to be taken up again until the new Congress is seated on January 3rd. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The United States Census will not be delivered on time. Census officials said Wednesday that they will be unable to deliver population numbers by the end of the year for the first time since Congress gave the agency a deadline 40 years ago. In a statement, the agency said it plans to deliver a complete and accurate state population count for apportionment in early 2021. The agency indicated in its statement that it's working to correct errors that may affect the census's accuracy. Senator Josh Hawley says he will challenge Joe Biden's electoral victory in Pennsylvania, forcing Congress to debate on the results of the presidential election in at least one state. The Missouri Republicans' challenge to the results are likely to delay certification of the Electoral College's vote when Congress meets in a joint session on January 6th. The Trump campaign also has two petitions before the Supreme Court challenging results in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, though there has been no indication yet whether the court will hear either case. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A prominent retailer is apologizing for tweeting at a U.S. senator. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A Walmart spokesman says a tweet from the company's official Twitter account to U.S. Senator Josh Hawley was mistakenly sent on Wednesday. The tweet to the Missouri Republican read, "Go ahead, get your two-hour debate, #soreloser. The tweet has since been deleted from Walmart's Twitter account. Hawley, who said he would raise objections next week when Congress meets to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's win in the 2020 election, responded to the Bentonville-based retailer from his own account. "Thanks, Walmart, for your insulting condescension. Now that you've insulted 75 million Americans, will you at least apologize for using slave labor?" the Missouri senator tweeted. A Walmart spokesman saying on Wednesday that the tweet was mistakenly posted by an employee on the social media team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And federal officials with Operation Warp Speed provided an update Wednesday on the status of another coronavirus vaccine. The shot, developed by British drug maker AstraZeneca, is in late-stage trials in the United States, with initial data expected within weeks. The vaccine was approved on Wednesday for use in the UK. Operation Warp Speed's chief medical advisor, Dr. Manceslawi, says AstraZeneca's vaccine is likely to be approved for use in the U.S. in April. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.